You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a Japanese form of fly fishing is becoming more popular in Wisconsin. We find out why and learn the basics.
First, a new bill would make carrying a concealed weapon without a permit legal in Wisconsin. The legislation advanced out of a Senate committee yesterday. The bill now goes to the full Senate, which could take it up next month.
Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. She joins us now from our studio at the State Capitol. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, spell it out for us, Laurel. What would this bill do?
Well, basically what this bill would do is make concealed carry licenses optional in Wisconsin. So people who want to have a concealed carry license can still have one, but it wouldn't be required for carrying a hidden weapon in Wisconsin any longer.
And talk about the current state of affairs. What would I have to do now to legally carry a concealed weapon in the state?
Well, right now, to carry a concealed weapon, you have to do a couple things. You have to apply for a license. To apply for the license, you have to be at least 21 years old. You have to be a person who isn't prohibited from possessing a firearm by state or federal law. And you have to fill out an application and pay a fee. And part of that application, when it's being processed, is a background check and providing proof that you took a course on firearm safety and firearm handling that has been approved by the state of Wisconsin.
And as I understand it, in this bill, you could carry a firearm concealed legally anywhere you wanted to without a permit, except there's a little bit of asterisk here. What would be the exception?
Yeah. So obviously this law can't preempt federal regulations. So there's the federal gun-free school zones. So you couldn't carry a concealed weapon in places where federal law prohibits it. So schools would be a primary place where they wouldn't be allowed. But the bill would allow people to have, and this is aimed at people who are kind of picking up and dropping off their kids from school, just kind of quick in and out. So it would allow people to have concealed weapons in their vehicle, and I believe within 5 feet of the vehicle, as long as the person within 5 feet of the vehicle was going to get back in the car and leave. So it does change kind of that school language a little bit, but those federal regulations still stay in place.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White about legislation that cleared a Senate committee this week, loosening up concealed carry laws here in Wisconsin. What do sponsors and supporters of this bill say about it? Why do they think it's necessary?
Well, sponsors of the bill call it constitutional carry. And they say that, you know, Wisconsin has allowed the open carry of a firearm, so, you know, not concealed, without a permit for a while. So people should be able to carry a concealed weapon similarly without a permit. When I asked for a comment from the sponsor of the bill, who's a Republican Senator David Craig, who represents the town of Vernon, he said that 12 other states allow residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit. And why should Wisconsin have fewer rights? Why should Wisconsin residents have fewer rights than the people in those 12 states?
And how about opponents of the bill in the Senate? What have we been hearing from them?
Well, the opponents to the bill are just generally concerned about eliminating that training that is currently required to get that concealed carry permit. They say that the training is necessary. It's very helpful. The background check that goes through to get the permit as well. There were two Democrats on the Senate committee yesterday, Senator Fred Risser, who represents Madison, and Senator Lena Taylor from Milwaukee, and they both spoke against the bill.
Here's a listen to Senator Fred Risser from Madison.
I think it's bad public policy. We have a problem in this country with too much liberalization on firearm laws, and this just adds to it.
That said, Senator Risser's in the minority party. So what's the sentiment among Republicans in the Senate? Does it seem like there's support across the party for this?
Well, there is support from one prominent senator we heard from yesterday, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Wongard, said he's really optimistic about it passing not only the Senate, but the Assembly. He showed his concealed weapon that he has. He's a concealed carry permit holder and really supports the legislation and is optimistic about its future. Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who's the Senate Majority Leader, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier today that he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to bring the bill to the floor. That's something that Senate leadership decides, whether a bill that passes committee ultimately gets to go before the full Senate. Senator Fitzgerald said that he needs to have a meeting with all of the Republican senators to kind of feel out how they feel as a caucus, if Republican senators are going to kind of support this bill as a whole and support it enough for it to get through the Senate.
This is jumping ahead a bit, but if this bill came to Governor Walker from both houses of the legislature, has he given any indication of what he thinks about it, whether he might sign off on this?
Well, this is something that's been circulating in the Capitol for a while. The public hearing on this bill was, I think, in May. So this is something that we have asked Governor Walker about, whether he supports it. And what he said back then was that he thinks the current process with the permit, the training, all of that stuff is appropriate. So at least, you know, within recent months, he sounds like he might not necessarily support this bill. Of course, his position could evolve and the bill can change. If it were to be brought up in the Senate, it could be amended. If it goes to the Assembly, where it hasn't been heard yet, even in committee, some changes could happen there that would make the governor more likely to support it. So we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
What's the lobbyist battle shaping up like? Who's been for and against this?
Right. So there are a lot of different organizations that have weighed in on this bill. There's a fairly strong contingent of school groups that have voiced their opposition to it. Milwaukee Public Schools, the Madison School District. Jen Cheatham, who's the superintendent of Madison Schools, issued a statement saying that she thinks, the school district thinks, that the bill would create confusion, uncertainty, and possibly dangerous situations. That's an exact quote, by encouraging more guns in and around schools. So there's kind of a school group contingent. There's also a mental health and public health group of organizations that oppose it, like the Wisconsin Medical Society. The Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association also opposes it. And then you have the gun groups on the other side, like the National Rifle Association, the Concealed Carry Association, which think that it's a great thing to increase that freedom in the state of Wisconsin.
This is among the first items to come out after, you know, the legislature has been a little busy with the budget and the Foxconn thing. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see a lot of movement on a lot of non-budget type items now?
Well, it's definitely possible. I mean, those were kind of the big items that were sucking the oxygen out of the room. I think it might be safe to say the budget and Foxconn, it was kind of taking air away from other policy proposals. So we'll continue to see more. I mean, there are some things, we just got the veto messages for the budget, things that Governor Walker is going to remove from the budget before he signs it tomorrow. He said that some of those things he removed, he believes should be introduced as separate legislation. So some of those things that were in the budget that are now out of the budget might be reintroduced, and the debates on those things will be renewed in the Capitol. So we're certainly not going to bed now after the budget and Foxconn are done. We've got a lot left to look forward to.
And Laurel, I imagine you're spending the rest of your day doing what anybody would want to do on a sunny afternoon, reading 99 veto items.
Yes, sir. 99 vetoes.
Laurel, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again, I think, later this week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
That's Laurel White, WPR's state capitol reporter. She joined us to talk about the concealed carry expansion bill in Wisconsin. It passed out of a state Senate committee yesterday.